The first reading today, we hear about the people of Israel and how they had gone away from the worship of the one true God to serve false gods, and that this was a problem for them over and over and over and over again. They served Baal, they served the Ashtaroth, they served all these various false gods. In the gospel reading, we hear about another one. The young man had many possessions. He went away sad. His possessions were more important to him than Jesus. They became false gods. He wasn't bowing down before Baal or the Ashtaroth, but he was in love with his possessions. And he refused to give up his possessions in order to follow the Lord. So it brings a point to all of us to be able to look at our own lives and ask, are we serving false gods? In our day, there are lots and lots of false gods. We saw just a year and a half ago the ultimate blasphemy of bringing the Pachamama right into St. Peter's Basilica and putting the blasted thing right on the altar. And rather than repenting of it, the Vatican actually, for the one-year anniversary last October, minted a coin in honor of the Pachamama. They're not serving the Lord. They're serving false gods. That's why the church is closed. It wasn't because of this blasted, stupid virus. It's because of the worship of a false god in St. Peter's Basilica. Don't think these things don't have impact. It's exactly what we hear about in the first reading. These people worship false gods, and everything falls apart. Look what's going on around us. The whole thing is falling apart. But are people repenting? Nope. In fact, what people are doing is walking away from the Lord. They're serving a multitude of false gods. Again, for most of us, we're maybe not bowing down before something or lighting incense before something or lighting a candle in front of something. But it's money, it's materialism, it's selfishness, it's whatever form of false god we have set up. And that's what we need to look at, to make sure that we are truly serving the one true God. It's exactly what we heard in the first reading, and we also heard it in the gospel. There is only one who is good, Jesus said. So first we have to ask ourselves, do we believe that there is only one true God? That's the very thing out of the very first thing out of our mouth every time we profess the creed. I believe in one God. One. Not one among many. Oh, there are a multitude of false gods out there. But we believe in God who is absolute perfection. And because he is absolute and perfect, there can only be one. Because if there was a second one who was absolute and perfect, they would be identical, and if they're identical, they would be the same. So there can only be one. Anything else that anybody wants to worship is not perfect. And if you want to worship something that's not perfect, then go home and look in the mirror and light incense to yourself. Why worship some other stupid thing that's not perfect when you can worship your own imperfect self? And why would you want to do that? So again, we need to look very carefully, because we are told that the people in their stubbornness refused to change. Now, one little thing to throw in there, and I notice that This is Baal, and it's the Ashtaroth. Baal was the god of rain. They're an agrarian people. You can understand that to some degree. Baal is a god of fertility. The Ashtaroth, Asherah in the singular, is a little goddess of fertility. These people wanted babies. Our society has done just the opposite. We're worshiping Satan by making sure that we don't have babies. And so again, do people want to change? When 90% of people who call themselves Catholic of childbearing age are either contracepting or sterilized, is there any repentance? Are we worshiping a false god? You bet we are. There is only one that I can think of who doesn't want babies, and it's not the Lord. So again, we look at these things and we're not bowing down before them, we're not lighting incense before them. We are sure giving ourselves over to them. So every one of us, because of the society in which we live in, we need to look at this very carefully and ask ourselves, is there something in my life that has become a false god? Maybe it's your bank account. Maybe it's your house. Maybe it's your car. Maybe it's your widget collection hanging on the wall. Maybe it's whatever it is that is so important we cannot give it up. All right? It's your stupid cell phone. That has become the false god of the day. It has all knowledge. It is all important. I can't live without it. I can't leave the house without it. Most of us here are old enough to remember when there were no cell phones. Somehow we managed to live. And now we can't live without it. We can't live without the Lord. We can live without cell phones or anything else. So again, what are we unwilling to give up? That's the false god in our life. That's what we have to look at. And it is our stubbornness, just like the people of Israel, that will not allow us to give it up. And boy, can we tap dance really well when it comes to finding excuses why it's okay for me to worship my little false god. So let's be honest with ourselves. Let's look really seriously within and ask ourselves honestly, is there anything in my life that I have made into a false god? Or am I true about worshiping the only one true God?